Okay, so Mike, go ahead and bring us in for just a few minutes. And we will start our day.
It is
2 minutes. Beautiful. Thank you, Mike. Thank you very much. Well, good Sunday morning to everyone. My name is Penny, and I welcome you to Unity of Centralia. And I look forward to spending the next hour with every one of you. The daily word for today is about listen. In the quiet of my heart, I listen for the voice of my spirit. During the course of a busy day, I hear all kinds of things, conversations, music, sounds from nature, traffic, noise, and even my constant self-talk. Sometimes all that I'm hearing may numb me to the more intentional act of listening. As I listen, I become aware of the voice of the spirit. Its comforting, guiding presence feels like a homecoming. As I settle into a tranquil environment and begin to relax my body and my mind, I create a welcoming space for listening to the assuring voice of spirit, discernible as my inner knowing. I breathe deeply and I rest in this space. I go about my day listening attentively for the voice of the spirit expressing through all the people in my life. And from Luke 11:28, blessed are those who hear the word of God and obey it. Join in while Karen and Mike lead us in surely the present.
Surely the presence
of God's love is in this place. I can feel the mighty power and the grace. I can feel the rush of angel winds. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of God's love is in this place. Surely the presence of God's love is in this place. I can feel the mighty power and the grace. I can feel the rush of angel wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of God's love is in this place.
Nice, very nice. Let's say the opening statement. There is only one presence and one power active as the universe and as my life, God the good. Okay, sing loud as Mike and Karen share the welcoming song, Deep Inside My Heart.
Deep inside my heart,
deep inside my heart,
I've got this everlasting love.
I've got this everlasting love.
It's shining like the sun,
shining like the sun.
It radiates on everyone,
it radiates on everyone.
And the more that I give,
the more that I give,
the more I've got to give.
The more I've got to give,
it's the way that I live.
It's the way that I live.
It's what I'm living for.
It's what I'm living for.
Deep inside my heart.
Deep inside my heart.
Oh, way down deep inside my heart.
Deep inside my heart.
I've got this everlasting love. I've got this everlasting love. Deep inside my heart,
deep inside my heart,
I've got this everlasting love.
I've got this everlasting love.
It's shining like the sun,
it's shining like the sun.
Radiates on everyone,
it radiates on everyone.
And the more that I give,
the more that I give,
the more I've got to give,
the more I've got to give.
It's the way that I live.
It's the way that I live.
It's what I'm living for.
It's what I'm living for.
Deep inside my heart.
Deep inside my heart.
Oh, way down deep inside my heart.
Way down deep inside my heart.
I've got this everlasting love. I've got this everlasting love. I've got this everlasting love. I got this everlasting love.
I got this everlasting love.
Deep inside my heart.
Deep inside my heart.
Oh, way down deep inside my heart.
Deep inside my heart.
I've got this everlasting love.
I got this everlasting love.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, we can't hug, but we can wave. So wave animatedly, emphatically, ardently. Hello. Hello, everybody. Okay, I don't think, and correct me if I'm wrong, that we have any new folks with us today. No, I don't see any new folks. So, announcements. Are there any announcements? Go ahead and raise your hand. And I think I can see you. Go ahead, Tom. Unmute yourself.
There we go. Okay. Go. Couple of things. First, I think we do have Jerry's daughter. Hi, Jerry's daughter.
Hi, Jerry's daughter. She was not on my screen. I have my screen shrunk down. Hello.
Right.
Welcome.
And then second is Penny put together a meditation video. And if you go down and look in your chat box, there's a link to it. So you can just click on it now or whenever. And it's a seven minute video with Mike's music in the background and the wonderful images that Penny does. And it's just really cool. It's a nice little oasis if you want to stop and get back in touch.
Nice. Yeah. Enjoy that. Enjoy for sure. So any other, Susan?
I just want to let you all know that we have three reading opportunities next month, the last three Sundays of November. If you have something you'd like to read, we'd love to hear it. Let me know.
Excellent. Yes, Joanne.
Is that link on the webpage or just here?
Answer that, Tom.
It's on the webpage too. It's
okay.
One of the posts down at the bottom of the page.
Okay, thanks.
Excellent. Okay. Excellent. Okay, fabulous. Join us in the unity statement. We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. Yeah. Okay, Mike and Karen, please lead us in the song of joy. Today, they've chosen one of my favorites, Peace Like a River.
River in my soul.
peace like a river in my soul.
Beautiful. Mike and Karen have been sharing their music with us for a while now. And I find it really comforting to sing their songs, the ones we've known and come to love. It just makes me center. And Karen, I don't know if you know this, but by listening to you, I've learned how to harmonize. Oh, and I'm very proud of that. Thank you.
You're welcome. So
this morning's reading is from Tom. And Tom, thank you for stepping in a moment's notice.
Penny, you do know you're going to be have to prove that when we all get back together, right? Yeah. The harmonizing part. Just wanted to point that out.
Penny?
Yes.
As far as I know, I'm the reader, unless Tom has something better.
Okay.
I definitely don't have anything better than you.
Okay.
Thank you, Susan.
You are so welcome.
That is teamwork at its finest.
Yeah. I'm going to read a poem by James Dillett Freeman called I Am There. And I don't remember what I was looking for, but on the Unity website, I discovered that there's some information about this poem and some of the history behind it. And it's really quite interesting. And you might want to check that out. This particular paper was tucked into some of my treasured papers that I recently came across. So I was going to read it independent of the website. But so a bit of the backstory is that his wife was in the hospital. And he was really distraught, and he was essentially saying, God, if you're there, I need you now. Are you there? And he heard the words that led him to this poem. I am there. Do you need me? I am there. You cannot see me, yet I am the light you see by. You cannot hear me, yet I speak through your voice. You cannot feel me, yet I am the power at work in your hands. I am at work, though you do not understand my ways. I am at work, though you do not recognize my works. I am not strange visions. I am not mysteries. Only in absolute stillness, beyond self, can you know me as I am, and then but as a feeling and a faith? Yet I am there, yet I hear, yet I answer. When you need me, I am there. Even if you deny me, I am there. Even when you feel most alone, I am there. Even in your fears, I am there. Even in your pain, I am there. I am there when you pray and when you do not pray. I am in you and you are in me. Only in your mind can you feel separate from me, for only in your mind are the mists of yours and mine. Yet only with your mind can you know me and experience me. Empty your heart of empty fears. When you get yourself out of the way, I am there. You can of yourself do nothing, but I can do all, and I am in all. Though you may not see the good, good is there, for I am there. I am there because I have to be, because I am. Only in me does the world have meaning. Only out of me does the world take form. Only because of me does the world go forward. I am the law on which I am the law that you can live by. I am the love that you can cling to. I am your assurance. I am your peace. I am one with you. I am. Though you fail to find me, I do not fail you. Though your faith in me is unsure, my faith in you never wavers, because I know you, because I love you. Beloved, I am there.
Wow, very nice and very relevant. Thank you. Thank you, Susan. Okay, please join us as Mike and Karen lead us in the meditation song, Long Time Sunshine.
Shine upon you, all love surround you, and the pure light within you. Guide your way home. May the long time sun shine upon you, all love surround you, and the pure light within you. Guide your way home. May the long time sun shine upon you.
Beautiful. Thank you, Mike and Karen. Thank you so much. Okay, it is time to my favorite part of the service. Let's say the affirmations together. I am the love of God in expression. I am truly thankful for all the good I already experience. I am growing more prosperous with every day. I am healthy, active, whole, and happy. I am always growing and expanding into the fulfillment of my potential. I am at peace, knowing everything I need comes to me in perfect time. Very nice. Okay, this week is the Progressive Lord's Prayer. So please join me. Our Creator, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. I am. I am thy kingdom come. I am thy will being done. I am on earth even as I am in heaven. I am giving this day daily bread to all. I am forgiving all life, even as I am also all life forgiving me. I am leading all men and women from temptation. I am delivering all men and women from error. For I am the kingdom, I am the power, and I am the glory of God in eternal, immortal manifestation. All this I am. Thank you. Let's sing the Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah,
Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you. As you know, our fellowship is unique in that we are privileged to have a different speaker each Sunday. This morning, we're blessed to have Eileen share her words of wisdom. Go ahead, Eileen, and thank you.
All right. Welcome to my home today. Susan mentioned last month that when I'm at the church, sometimes I get a little choppy. So we're going to see if it works better here in my bedroom, which is the only room where I can close the door and nobody will come in, hopefully. So here we are. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, today we are going to, as usual, cover the word for today, which is listen. So in the message in the Daily Words today, there were a few things that stood out to me. So some statements that stood out were, I may hear all kinds of things, conversations, music, sounds from nature, traffic, noise, and even my constant self-talk. Next, we have, sometimes all that I am hearing may numb me to the intentional act of listening. And then I go about my day listening attentively to the voice of Spirit expressing through all the people in my life. So these were the three statements that stood out to me. When I read my daily word, I have a tendency to highlight in my daily word, and I highlight those pieces that stand out to me. And so for me, these were the three statements that I have highlighted in my daily word. But I noticed the use of the words hearing and listening as if they are two different things. That is because they are. When my husband says, I heard you, oftentimes the response is that you were not listening, because there is a difference. Definition for hear is to perceive with the ear the sound made by someone or something. So that is your ear actually processing the sound. But to listen is to give one's attention to the sound, to actually listen to it and give it your full attention. So I can hear a lot of things at once, but I cannot actually give my attention to multiple things at the same time. And so it's important to understand the difference. In fact, contrary to popular belief, we are not multitaskers. We might think that we are, but we can't really give our attention to things, to multiple things at the same time. I actually read multiple different statistics on it while looking into this talk, and it's anywhere from 17 to 50% of what you hear, you actually have listened to and retained. So as little as 17% of what somebody says to you, you are actually listening to. And as much as 50%. So in reality, when I'm in my classroom Monday through Friday and I'm getting annoyed that students aren't listening to me, it's true. They're listening to 17% of what I say. And some days I am thinking maybe not even that. All right. So just keeping in mind that we can't really listen to, give the attention to multiple things at the same time. All right. Now, there was an article that I came across that talked about some things that are not so good listening. All right. So we can hear and claim we're listening when we're not really giving attention to it. But there are ways that we listen that are not effective ways of listening. So I came across an article that says, are you really listening? 7 barriers to listening effectively. Now, as I go through these, kind of contemplate, be honest with yourself. How many of these listening skills have you by chance fallen into? So the first is evaluative listening. This listening behavior is on display when the person is either constantly agreeing or disagreeing with you. They evaluate everything you say from their perspective, likely missing critical information that is offered by others. It's more of a verbal jousting match. This is kind of like more like a debate than an actually listening to someone. And both parties get caught up in the process of disagreement rather than understanding one another. The second one is the self-protective listening, where you're protecting your interpretation of the situation and legitimizing your feelings while trying to listen to somebody else. The third one is assumptive listening. And this is the most common. It's when we assume we know what the person will say or what they want. So rather than listening to them, you are coming to conclusions. Try to figure out what the person is thinking or wanting rather than listening to what they're actually saying. The fourth is judgmental listening, criticizing all that the person says or does. They disagree, they condemn, or they criticize whatever someone else may offer. Affirmative listening, which at first I thought sounded pretty good if you're affirming somebody while you're listening to them. But it focuses solely on whether or not the person who is speaking agrees with your point of view. Consequently, you don't actually hear or listen. You don't explore differing viewpoints. The defensive listening, so this listening behavior occurs when a person takes everything that another may say as a personal attack. So you're constantly thinking that it's about you. And when somebody's talking to you, it may not be about you. We have authoritative listening. It always has to be right. It is also not uncommon for them to offer advice. And they engage in a lot of should doing to people. You should have. You should do. So Reverend Jean Marie Schweizer, in the article, Anyone with Ears to Hear, in the Unity booklet, Compassion, Living Life with an Open Heart, wrote that listening is an important skill to master, not only for professionals such as nurses, counselors, or ministers, but also in our private lives as family members, friends, and partners. Now, I don't know about all y'all, but I know that listening in my world is pretty important. And probably the greatest arguments that happen in my house are, you're not listening to me. You're not listening to me. I'm not saying it again. I do that a lot. I'll be completely honest. I've done a lot of work on listening, and I still find myself saying, yeah, you're not listening to me, so I'm just not going to say it again. Well, that's really not giving them the opportunity to learn to listen now, is it? So I also have more work to do. Schweizer goes on to state, the suggestion is to listen deeply rather than to simply hear. To listen actively is not silently nodding your head while thinking about your own problems. Active listening is caring for others, a selfless act in service to the individual, yes, but potentially inducing an eternal ripple effect for many others, including yourself. So according to Lydia Kay, listening to others can make you a better person. Yay, I want to be a better person. In her article, she reminds us, we have one mouth and two ears, which means we should listen twice as much as we speak. In listening to others, you help those you listen to. You learn. You develop patience. You show compassion. And you understand. So those are five things that you get from listening. You help people, you learn, you develop patience, you show compassion, and you understand. All of these things helping you to be a better person. So how do we listen deeply? How do we develop this skill without falling into the habit of using one or more of the seven ineffective listening modes that Stoker wrote about? We use an active listening model. So I first heard of active listening when I was training to work with an elderly woman that was developmentally delayed and schizophrenic. And that was an interesting 6 months of employment that I would be happy to talk about at another time. But I will say that I practiced a lot of reflective listening while working with Miss Charlene. A lot of I hear that you are upset. I hear that you are angry. A lot of reflective listening for Miss Charlene. According to the esteemed psychologist Carol Rogers, active listening is a specific communication skill based on the work of psychologist Carl Rogers, which involves giving free and undivided attention to the speaker. It is also the most effective agent for individual change and group development. There are five components to active listening. Active listening is important. First one is to pay attention. Your undivided attention and acknowledge the message. So undivided attention. I know that in my world a lot lately, I turn on my Zoom, I turn off my camera, I mute my mic, and I do something else. I am not giving attention to my meetings. I am not giving attention to my class. I am not giving attention. I am not listening. And I need to work on that. Number two would be to show that you are listening. I think I do this fairly well a lot of the time. You use your own body language and gestures. I do a lot of body language and gestures. To show that you're engaged. So you nod, smile, you use facial expressions. Make sure that your posture is open and interested. You engage the speaker to continue with small verbal comments like, yes, I get it. All right. Number three, you're going to provide feedback. You're going to reflect on what is being said. So this is where you paraphrase, like with Miss Charlene. I hear that you're angry. Yeah, I hear that you're upset that so-and-so did this. You ask some questions to clarify and be certain that you understand. Number four, you're going to defer judgment. Allow the speaker to finish each point before asking questions. Give them an opportunity to finish speaking before you start asking. Don't interrupt with counter-argument. Not an argument. There's no need to interrupt. You'd be like, yeah, but. No, we don't yeah, but when we're actively listening. You're going to respond appropriately. Respect and understanding are important. And you're there to gain information and perspective. Be candid, open, and honest in your response. Assert your opinions respectfully and treat the other person in a way that you think they would want to be treated. I came across another way that might be a little bit easier to remember what it means to do some active listening. And I found it kind of funny that they use the acronym HEAR, talking about listening and how listening is different from hearing, but this particular article used the acronym HEAR. So we have H-E-A-R. We're going to halt. Halt whatever you are doing and offer your full attention. So in my house, that would be, please stop playing the video game while I talk to you. We have that conversation. Please put, and then what is said to me, please put the phone down while I am talking to you. So it goes both ways, right? You're going to halt whatever you are doing and offer your full attention. You're going to enjoy a breath as you choose to receive whatever is being communicated to you, wanted or unwanted. You're going to ask yourself if you really know what they mean. And if you don't, ask for clarification. Instead of making assumptions, bring openness and curiosity to the interaction. You might be surprised at what you discover. And R is for reflect. Reflect back to them what you heard. This tells them that you were really listening. That reflecting came up over and over again. Another thing that I found really interesting while looking into all of this was how many articles I found that were written for professional magazines and professional websites. So how important it is that the professional world seems to think that listening is. And then it was almost a secondary to find information about the importance of listening in your private life. Just a little tidbit, I found that to be a little odd. And it was in self-help references that I found information about listening in regards to relationships. So all of this listening is helpful professionally. It is imperative to our personal relationships, and truly listening to God, listening to our divine self is transformative. Listening to the radio the other day, I heard the DJ talking about her mother and how she knew if the voice she heard was God or her ego. So I thought it was interesting. I've been listening to a lot of the Christian radio stations as I buzz around town, because it just, it makes me feel good. I find a lot of the popular music to just kind of be about stuff I don't want to hear about on a regular basis. So I've been listening to the Christian station, and this woman, she just started talking about her mom. And, you know, how do you know if the voice that you're hearing is God or you? And I found what her mama said to be pretty interesting. She said, if it's simple, it's God. If it's complex and comes with a lot of explanations and, you know, wordiness, trying to sort of like explaining itself, that's not God. That is your ego trying to make sense of what you think you want rather than what spirit really wants for you. So I thought that was a really interesting way to look at it. So we need to just focus and listen. Not listen for what we want to hear, but listen for what we need to hear. And it comes back to that paying attention and focusing. So we all know that God speaks to us through the people and circumstances around us. Learning to practice the art of listening is learning to listen to God in our lives. And when we listen to the people around us, we need to remember that we're listening to God as well. When we listen to that song that touches us and we're not sure why, we're listening to God speaking to us. And when we listen to that small voice inside of ourselves, we are listening to God speak to us. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I want to take a few minutes for us to take a step and look inside and listen for God. So take a minute and take a deep breath, settle in your seat with me. Close your eyes. Take another deep breath. And we're just going to take a minute and think about, and do a little thinking first. Think about how it is that we normally communicate. How do we listen? Do you give your full attention when you're listening, or are you distracted? When somebody is talking to you, are you thinking about what it is that you're going to respond to them, or are you giving them the undivided attention and the respect and the courtesy to listen to them, feel what it is that they are saying, understand what it is they're saying, even if it's not in agreement with you? When you take that time in silence and you are listening for God to speak to you, are you listening to the simple words that come to you? Or are you listening to the complex explanations that you are trying to give? Let's take a few minutes to listen for the simple words. So here, in a few moments of silence, breathe and simply listen for that small voice inside you to give you a little guidance, to give you a little love, to give you a little support. My friends, my loved ones, take another deep breath. acknowledge whatever gifts were given to you in those moments of silence. Come on back with us. We head into some thoughts on healing. Thank you, my friends.
Thank you, Eileen. I'm inspired. And as I go through my week, I'll take your lessons with me. I know that when I'm listening, or I think I'm listening, I am really considering what I'm going to say next. So thank you for an invaluable lesson. Okay. We thank all of you for sending your offerings, and we appreciate each contribution sent to the church at 800 South Pearl Street. And also, thank you for all the ways you give of your time, your talent, your treasure. Your gift of being here today means more than you know. Now let's say the offering prayer as we hold our offering in our hands and in our hearts. Divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I give and all that I receive. Thank you. Join us in the blessing of thanks. We bless these gifts and send them forth to heal, bless, and prosper. They are evidence of our faith and belief. They do good works in the world and return to us, multiplied abundantly. And so it is. At this time, let's focus our collective group healing energy for anyone and everyone. Just call out their name or hold them quietly in your hearts. Beloved Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for our brothers and sisters and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing that all is in divine order. Amen. And now the prayer of protection. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. Okay, let's form a circle of energy and join our hearts to sing the peace song. If you go to gallery view, you can see each other as we sing.
Okay.
Let there be peace on earth. Let there be peace on earth, the peace that was meant to be with God and its creator. Family, all are we. Let us walk with each other in perfect harmony. Let peace begin with me. Let this be the moment now. With every step I take, let this be my joyous goal. moment and live each moment in peace eternally. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me.
Thank you, Mike, Karen, and Isaac.
You're welcome.
Thank you, everyone, for making our Sunday service inspiring and welcoming. I personally look forward to the time when we can be together in the flesh. And I'm grateful to see all of you each week, even in the flat. So next week, Dr. Daria will be with us. Oh, and a heads up, I believe next week is also the end of daylight savings time. Is
yes,
that correct?
It
is. Yes, yep. Just around the corner. So remember to fall back next Sunday. And with that, stick around for some social time. Man, do I miss the all the food that we have downstairs after service. Yeah, I miss that eating fest.
Potluck.
All right. Penny.
Yeah.
Next week after the service is the special board meeting related to race and equity and the presentation from Dr. Daria.
Is that an open meeting?
They all are, aren't they?
They all are. Okay.
I mean, what do I know? I'm not on the board. Don't ask me.
You know a lot. All right.
Oh, but you could be. Are you volunteering?
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you'll do the other two jobs I do, piece of cake. Yeah.